Hour number three, David John Oates joins us to present some more reverse speech political newsmakers. We're going to hear some things tonight that some of you may have heard before, but they're always worth hearing again. And the whole concept, remember, of reverse speech is the subconscious doesn't lie. This is the ultimate lie detector test. From the subconscious comes the truth, except it comes in reverse through the sounds you make with your forward speech. There are over 10,000 examples of reverse speech at reversespeech.com. You're invited to stop by anytime. Be prepared to spend a little bit of time and listen to things that will amaze you, as will many of the things in this third hour tonight. David, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeff. How are you this evening?
Good, thank you, sir. Welcome back.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, I'm in the cold Oregon this evening.
Oh, it's cold, all right.
It's just cold, very cold. Yeah,
yeah.
It's snow all over the ground, minus one or something outside.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Not that cold here, but that it's cold enough. That's wild. You know, we have a special program up on the right-hand side. It's reverse speech, and it's about Trump. Now, I want to repeat what I said at the end of the last hour. We all are about to see the media paid for by the Republican movers and shakers, the GOP, supposedly, millions of dollars to try to destroy the reputation of Donald Trump. Now, it's going to get ugly, real ugly. Count on it. It's already begun. And for those of you who support Donald Trump, like I do, we need to ignore those, fight back, laugh them off for what they are. Pitiful attempts to destroy a legitimate, honest-to-God grass movement of American patriotism that is rallying behind this man. Now, I do not approve of everything. I don't support everything he says. But by and large, I understand what he's saying. And what we found with reverse speech is that this man is speaking 100, not 90, not 95, 100% his convictions from his subconscious mind. What he says forwards, when put up to reverse speech standards, he means 100% from the bottom of his heart. It's amazing. I've never heard anything like it. I've never heard anything more clear, any more clear in reverse speech either, David. How about you?
Oh, yeah, his reverses are amazingly crystal clear. Certainly don't have to look hard to find them. They're everywhere. And, very clear, very, very obvious. And that tells us a lot in and of itself, too.
Yeah, indeed. Well, that hour is up there on the right side of the homepage. So if you're not familiar with reverse speech, or if you are, you do want to hear that, just listen to it and, you know, make up your own mind. But understand that this is this man is speaking his truth. And when he says we need to have a registry or a database of all the Muslims that come into this country, can someone tell me what's illogical about that when we know for a fact that there are a lot of terrorists in that group? Wouldn't we want to track them? That doesn't mean watch every move they make, put leg irons on them, put them under house arrest. It means we need to vet them. These people are not being vetted. They're not being checked. And there are, in fact, ISIS killers in these Muslim groups, period. So what's wrong with doing a database? Is it going to hurt them? No. They're damn lucky to be here. Everything for free, housing, medical, schools, food. What do they got to bitch about? So, I mean, you know, this is one of those things. Oh, it's not American. It's not American to have a database on people. Well, where the hell has everyone been? What's the NSA been doing to all of you and all of us and me, besides listening to every goddamn phone call, every internet email, and everything I do and you do? Where's the outrage about that? No, we accept that, but have someone raise an issue of running a common sense, logical database on a group of people being forced down our throats by an alleged president, a homosexual president in Washington, D.C., who is probably a Muslim himself. What's wrong with databasing these people? It's the only vetting we have on them. I mean, this is nuts. So watch the attacks. Watch how they are transparent, ugly, and vicious. They will be that and more, I guarantee it. Sorry to talk so long, David.
It's okay, Jeff. No worries at all. Okay, we'll start with Mr. Trump. We had a reversal last time that we were a little bit unsure what it meant, but on listening to it again, it becomes quite apparent. So, anyway, here he is forwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am officially running for President of the United States.
And he says, I will wheel the ship.
And I'll wheel the ship.
And I will the ship.
And I'll wheel the ship. And I'll wheel the ship.
I wasn't too sure what that one meant or said last show, but I will steer this ship. I will...
I'm taking over. I'm going to take this ship and run it in the right direction for a change. That's what he's thinking. That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying. And he's totally for America. He's the first, the only candidate I've ever done, ever, in all my years of reverse speech, actually uses the word America in reverse speech. I'll play a couple of them.
Huh.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't notice Swedish people knocking down the World Trade Center.
So why?
And I came out very strongly against the mosque being built virtually.
And so did I. You and I were on the same page. Okay.
And here it says, America Now.
It's right there. America Now. It doesn't get any more clear. The man's truly believes what he is saying. It's him. That's who he is. And we have seen so many lies from Obama and Bush and Clinton. My God, it's just unbelievable. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, all right, and one more on Trump when he talks about America.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
And he says, wake up, wake up. We are the best America.
You know what he says? He says, we are the best America's got.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right, absolutely. Well, there you go. There's Mr. Trump. Let's have a look at some of the current reversals I've got on him.
All right.
These were ones that were just sent to me this week. And I'm getting these up right.
You watch, folks, and I mean it. The attacks on this. He's our last chance. Yeah, I don't agree with everything he says. But by and large, this man is speaking truth, his truth. That is worth a lot to me. And I do agree with most everything he says. If you look at it logically and objectively, you can't find fault with it. The media is going to try every trick they know. Their whole effort will be to twist and corrupt and pervert what he is saying.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
All right, here's a couple on Trump. Here he is talking about Jeb Bush.
You look at somebody like Jeb Bush. It took him five days to give a proper answer in Iraq. He was changing his answer every day.
And here he says, a bigot.
A bigot.
A bigot.
And that's the truth.
Yeah, that's what he thinks about Jeb Bush. Yep.
Well, he's right.
Yeah. I know, and here he's talking about Snowden. Oh, listen to this one.
This guy's a bad guy. And, you know, there is still a thing called execution.
Execution? Are you worried about what a President Trump might do to you?
No, I'm not.
And then Trump says backwards, wanting that you are dead.
What is that? Yeah, I'm dead.
What is that? Yeah, I'm dead.
And again.
What is that?
Oh, well, he talks about execution forwards for Snowden, and he says it backwards. So
well, you know how I read that? I actually read that, and I'm not an apologist or an excuse maker. I read that as a man who has bought in to the mainstream media lies about Snowden.
Right.
And that's how he has come to this conclusion. I don't think if you ask him, he could tell you what Snowden has revealed, chapter and verse, or even a good sentence or two. He doesn't know. All he knows is he's a bad man, and he ratted out on the NSA. Now, I would submit that, logically speaking, no one approves of the NSA intruding into the private lives of honest Americans. And they would say, well, we have to do it because we don't know. Now, if Trump says we have to database these Muslims that are coming in here by the hundreds of thousands, they're being flown in on 747s, UPS, United Parcel Service now, illegally by the president. Are they vetted? Hell no, they're not vetted. What are we getting? We're getting killers and terrorists mixed in there. There's no, everybody agrees on that. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Yeah, no, I'm right. All right, now here's about the first verse I ever found on Trump that we could call incongruent, okay? So I'll let you all decide on that
this
one.
This is incongruent?
Incongruent.
All right, yeah. This is a first.
Okay, he's praising Israel forwards.
Thank you all very much. It's a tremendous honor. We love Israel. We will fight for Israel 100%, 1,000%.
Ah.
It will be there forever. Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's praising Israel.
All right. I'm interested to see where this goes.
Okay. Close the value and I set ambush. Here we go.
Close the value and I set ambush.
And again.
He is speaking forwards, not from his heart.
Right, that's correct. He's not 100% behind Israel.
No, his two kids, male and female, are married each to a different family, billionaire Israelis, very wealthy Jews. Yes. So he's got an obligation to say that. Now, politically, it would be suicidal for him at this point in his campaign to say anything other than that. You have to toe the line or you don't get anywhere. So that's interesting, and it does open the door to suspecting that there may be more to his feelings about Israel than he's speaking forwards.
That's what I read from the reversal, yes. He has some concerns about Israel that he's not airing.
Yep.
So there you go. That's the first incongruent reversal we found on Trump. So,
although, yeah. In a way, it is congruent in the larger sense, but not specifically with the forward speech, of course.
Yeah, no, you're right. Anyway, all right, let's look at some on Snowden. All right, here we go.
This is Snowden we're going to hear?
Yeah, this is Snowden. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
We try to create paradigms where people can not only reveal government wrongdoing about serious violations of people's rights on an individual and a massive population-based scale, but that they can also be safe.
And here he says, believe we'll be more honest.
Believe we'll be more honest.
Believe we'll be more honest.
Hmm. What does that occur in relation to the forward speech?
All right, let's find out. Here's the backwards. And here's the forwards.
To not only reveal.
So he's revealing information so we can be more honest. That's what.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Yeah, that's what his belief is. So, yeah. And here we have another one.
And the government has never at any point demonstrated any evidence of any harm that's occurred as a result of these disclosures. And in fact, with each passing year, we see more and more evidence that this has done a tremendous public good.
And here he says, I cheat the crap.
I cheat the crap.
I cheat the crap.
I'll be bothered.
I cheat the crap.
What's he say?
This is being put down as I cheat the crap. I can
I'm
hear
not
them.
Sure. I can't hear it.
I can hear it, but it's not a good one. I'll play it again.
No, he's saying I peed. P. The letter P. I peed.
Oh, peed the crap.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that. Oh, I can hear that. Oh, that makes it even worse. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, well, he urinated on us. I guess you could look at it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, okay. All right.
There's, that definitely is a P in there.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I hear that P for sure. Yeah. All right, I peed the crap. Hear it again.
I don't know what that means, but that's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. All right, here's another one.
There is no longer a question of whether the NSA's mass surveillance programs were legal or illegal. That's actually been resolved in the ACLU versus Clapper when it was ruled that these programs were unlawful. The issue that we're seeing in the courts, and this is an ongoing thing for the last 50 years, is that courts won't tell you whether or not a program is lawful or unlawful until you can prove that it actually exists.
And here he says, approve initiative Obama. And again. Yeah.
Approve initiative Obama.
Yeah, well, that's what he's saying, Fords. You know, it's got to be, here, hang on, let's listen to the four Fords again. Fords.
There is no longer a question of whether the NSA's mass surveillance programs were legal or illegal. That's actually been resolved in the ACLU versus Clapper when it was ruled that these programs were unlawful. The issue that we're seeing in the courts, and this is an ongoing thing for the last 50 years, is that courts won't tell you whether or not a program is lawful or unlawful until you can prove that it actually exists.
Yeah, he's actually saying to Obama, prove that a program exists.
Got it. Yeah.
Prove initiative by Obama, you know. Have I done anything wrong? Prove it.
Right. Very good. In other words, there may not be grounds to convict him because the program officially doesn't exist.
Right, that's what he's saying. Yeah. Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. Yep. All right, okay. So here we have the next one. Let's run this one forwards.
The law or to justice?
Oops, sorry, wrong. Okay, here we go.
When we have that, you ultimately have to make a choice about what do you have a greater commitment to, the law or to justice. And that's what being a whistleblower is about to me.
And here he says, so sad.
So sad.
So sad.
Huh.
So sad.
Well, he's in a difficult position. I guess he is sad.
I mean, well, I think he's speaking in a larger arena here. It's all so sad. It's all sad. I think that's just a generic comment.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Become terribly sad and tragic for all of us. We are all in danger by our own devices of letting this happen. And by our silence, we have allowed it. Yes, they've done it on their own to a large degree, but we have not gone into the streets. We have not forced accountability. We have not assumed responsibility. We have become zombies. And it's, I'm not blaming us, but facts are facts. As a populace, by and large, 100 million Americans aren't out of work accidentally. We've been raped, period.
Wow. Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, and here we have another one.
And there was one individual somewhere who, by interfering with sort of their ordinary operations, by doing any kind of operation, whether it was stealing their working materials, their journalistic materials, or whether it was indeed interacting with them in a physical nature, which would basically, I'm not going as far as to say they would be killed. I do think that's a little bit too far. But the bottom line is you have to prepare journalists who have never worked in intelligence, who aren't they don't have a history in the Central Intelligence Agency, how seriously to take the reporting process. And when you say if you are the single point of failure, if you make some mistake and advertise yourself as the one individual who the government can act against to stop this story, they will do so. I think that's a fair point and an important one to make.
Geez, that was the longest forward you've ever played.
No, that was very long. I'm sorry about that. And he says, yes, it serves in Obama.
Yes, it serves in Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it serves in Obama. Yes, it's serving Obama.
He's just saying this corrupt policy of America was serving Obama. You
know? Yeah, of course. Obama and the people pulling his strings.
Yep, that's right. Yep. Nice and congruent reversal. All right, here we have Carly Fiorina. Just one reversal on her. So, here we go.
I think we've talked way too much to Vladimir Putin. What I would do is immediately begin rebuilding the Sixth Fleet. I'd rebuild the missile defense program in Poland. I'd conduct regular military exercises in the Baltic.
A warmongering moron, neocon.
I certainly would have been leading in Syria years ago, because Obama and Clinton haven't. We have far fewer options here.
And here
she's a dangerous idiot.
Yep. And we'll send the blood.
There you go.
Send the blood.
Nice and clear.
Send the blood.
Speaks for itself, doesn't it?
It sure as hell does.
Yeah. More mongering forwards and warmongering backwards. Yeah, listen to the forwards again. Now you know what the reverse is.
I think we've talked way too much to Vladimir Putin. What I would do is immediately begin rebuilding the Sixth Fleet. I'd rebuild the missile defense program in Poland. I'd conduct regular military exercises in the Baltics. I'd put a few thousand more troops into Germany. I certainly would have been leading in Syria 3 years ago, because Obama and Clinton haven't. We have far fewer options here.
And we'll send the blood.
We'll send the blood.
We'll send the blood. We'll send
the blood. What a hideous, hideous human being.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. All right. Who's Gordon Duff? Got reversals on Gordon Duff.
Talk. Gordy. Uncle Gordy. Uncle Gordon is the editor-in-chief of Veterans Today.
Okay.
It'll be interesting. Gordy's on a couple times a month here.
Oh,
always,
is he? All right.
We
okay.
Have a, we have a real fun time. We're going to go through the break, Todd. Thank you. We have a good time when he's on. He's got things to say I don't agree with, but that's fine. That's what it's all about. Just listening and entertaining and considering things you don't necessarily always agree with, but many things we do agree on. So go ahead.
All right. Okay. So here we go.
I'm not sure I like white people because, frankly, there's a reason white people are being bred out of existence, because their average, the average IQ, when the IQ of Americans dropped from 100 to 83, that's not the brown people in the U.S. That's the white people. The white people have bred in the U.S. have bred themselves back into the trees.
And here he says, "It's Mossad. You'll see."
So what's he saying here? The obvious. This is a Marxist communist Zionist long-term protocols of the learned elders of Zion plan to take this country down by re-engineering the school systems to breed imbecility. And you don't lose 17 points across the board on the average IQ scale without a plan that has been very effective.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying. Yeah, you, yep. That's it. Yep. So, he's is that his position forwards? I guess it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a congruent reversal.
Yes, it is.
Here we have another one on Gordon Duff.
People. Romney is being funded with, probably $1 billion will come through Sheldon Adelson. $1 million will go to Obama from George Soros. And you get emails all day long, I certainly get them, we all get them, that say that George Soros is the one that's running running the world secretly, okay, and that he's an evil individual because he's Jewish and has worked in the insurance business. And yet, if you had George Soros on here with us, George Soros happens to agree with everything we say. George Soros is not a bad person. George Soros spends his money trying to get as much truth out as he can. He is not politically the same as any of these people. I don't care if he's Jewish or came from Hungary or worked in the insurance business.
And here he says the big lie. What does he mean by that? Here we go.
The big lie.
That was clear, too.
The big lie.
Huh.
The big lie.
What's the big lie?
I don't know. I'd have to hear the forward where it came from, get the context of it.
Okay, all right. So here's the reverse.
I think he's saying, David, the big lie is that Soros is the worst, most evil man on the planet. I think that's what he's talking about.
Okay, so here's the actual forwards.
We all get the big lie. We all get the...
Doesn't tell us anything.
No. No, I just think he's saying that, in his opinion, it is a big lie. Sheldon Adelson, who has put more money into buying people than, and probably Soros, or it's a horse race at least. Yeah. So yeah, all right. Well, whatever. It's clear. It's a clear reversal. I can't go any further with it than that.
It is a clear one. All right. Here we have Lindsey Graham. Talking about...
Oh, my God. Well, this guy's a case. All right.
Yeah, a really interesting reversal. I think we're going to have to wait to see how this one plays out in the news. I think it's a future tense one. Anyway, here's the forwards.
So what you've done, gentlemen, along with the president, is you've turned Syria over to Russia and Iran. You told the people in Syria who died by the hundreds of thousands, we're more worried about a political settlement than we are about...
And here he says, I erase North Egypt.
I erase North Egypt.
I erase North Egypt.
And again.
I erase North Egypt.
What's happening in North Egypt? What's going on in
North
Egypt?
I have no idea. But he's a neocon hawk, and I don't know what he's thinking about with North Egypt. I have no idea.
That's what I said to you. I think it's a future tense prediction. This is something that has yet to come out of the news. So,
well, what happened in North Egypt was the bomb was put aboard the airliner, Sharm el-Sheikh, and blew the tail off of it and killed 224 Russians.
That's true. Huh. Interesting.
So it depends on when he made that comment. I don't know.
What an interesting reversal, because that is the Russian jet. Wow. I want to play this again. This is a significant reversal. Here's the forwards.
So what you've done, gentlemen, along with the president, is you've turned Syria over to Russia and Iran. You told the people in Syria who died by the hundreds of thousands, we're more worried about a political settlement than we are about...
I erase North Egypt.
I erase North Egypt.
I erase North Egypt.
Are we bothered?
Are you snuffed, you?
I can't. Well, I don't know what to do with that.
No, I don't know what to do with that either, Jeff.
No.
Keep it in your mind. Watch for something happening in North Egypt, something that America is involved in. I don't know what connection Lindsey Graham has, but is there some operation they're going to launch North Egypt? I don't know.
That's watch.
That's one of those ones that are mysteries when I find it, but eventually they all come out. So we will find out what that is at some stage.
Yeah.
All right, here's Netanyahu.
Israel is the only country that protects the holy sites in the Middle East. You see Muslims, militant Shiites and the militant Sunnis blowing each other's mosques to smithereen across Iraq, Syria, you know. Churches, of course. Synagogues, don't even talk about it.
And here he says, we're sorry.
We're sorry. We're sorry.
We're sorry about what?
Sorry.
But slaughtering Palestinians every day? What's he sorry about?
I don't know.
I can't imagine that's a very... uncommon word to hear from him, I would think, and it bears. I don't think he's sorry for anything.
All right, let's see what the forwards is.
There is sorry.
Okay, here's the forwards.
Iraq, Syria.
Iraq, Syria.
Iraq, Syria.
Hang on, let's just run the forwards.
Well, I know what he's saying. I know what he's saying. He's Iraq, Syria have been given to Russia. He's sorry about that. Because it gets in the way of the creation of greater Israel and its sphere of influence, which should have been, in his view, extended over both of those countries.
Oh, I see. Right, okay. All right, and here we have another one. Interesting statement. Forwards. He says Hitler didn't want to exterminate the Jews.
That was a newsbreaker. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So here we go.
And this attack and other attacks on the Jewish community in 1920 and 1921, 1929, were instigated by a call of the Mufti of Jerusalem, Haj Amin al-Husseini, who was later sought for war crimes in the Nuremberg trials because he had a central role in fomenting the final solution. He flew to Berlin. Hitler didn't want to exterminate the Jews at the time. He wanted to expel the Jews.
Strange statement for him to make.
Now, that is a correct statement. That may have been Netanyahu letting something out of the bag. The bottom line was Hitler had made an agreement in 1942 with the chief rabbi of Germany, Rabbi Michael Dove Wiesmandl, to get all of the Jews out of occupied Europe with the proviso that they go to Spain and anywhere else, but that they were not to be allowed to go to the Middle East, and they had to agree to that. And the price was $3 million U.S. and promises at the border that they would not go to Palestine, to now Israel, Palestine, because he knew the Balfour Declaration called for the creation of Israel. He knew that these people would go there, the Jews, and create Israel, and Palestine would be trashed. He didn't want that. The Grand Mufti didn't want that. He knew what was coming. So that's Netanyahu actually speaking an historical truth.
Well, we've got that. Right. And Baptist says, we fall with the law.
Faithful with the law. Faithful with the law. Faithful with the law.
So what?
You know what he said?
What do you hear?
He said, we fooled with the law.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, we fooled with the law. Yeah.
Exactly. I didn't hear you. Sorry. But, exactly what he said.
So what's that mean in reference to what he's saying forwards? They've manipulated?
They have manipulated everything. They are involved with everything. The Mossad has tentacles everywhere. Whatever law may or may not be on the books means nothing to them. We fooled with the law. We fool with the laws everywhere. They're remarkable people, very talented people. So I think it's a generalized statement about we fooled with the law. We always fool with the law.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's how I would interpret that. So, all right. Now, they're the only reversals I got to play for this week, so we're going to go back over some old favorites, okay?
Yeah, good. We have a break coming up in about a minute, and I think less than a minute, so let's hold off on that. If you want to play, replay some of the Trump reversals, you can do that. That would be great, because I think the upcoming campaign to defame and smear and twist this man's speech, his activities, is going to be unprecedented and extremely ugly. And I don't like to even say that. Ben Carson is a demonstrably a liar, a lightweight who has no idea what he's doing in terms of foreign policy, crafting out any kind of a massive domestic policy to reverse this country and put it back into the hands of the greatest document that has ever been created by mankind, the Constitution. He's not talking about that. Good. Well, we'll hear some oldies and listen to those in just a few minutes. Anything new on software that we want to mention, David, real quickly?
The software is out. Our final version is out. I'm just waiting for my webmaster to come back from vacation so I can put the website up. So,
good. Okay. And that'll be software that works. It's an app, right?
Yep. The app is a separate thing. This is an upgrade on our software. The app's almost all ready, too. All right. So we're both on the verge.
All right. Very good. Okay. We'll be right back. Hold on, gang. Don't go away. Thank you. Okay, welcome back. David John Oates is here, Reverse Speech Newsmakers. David is with us once a month and heard some amazing things. Very interesting about Donald Trump's reversal on Israel, which would suggest that his forward speech is, well, it's de rigueur. You have to make those comments or you don't have any kind of a real chance. But his subconscious is suggesting that he may have a different agenda about Israel.
Why don't we play that reversal again? And let me just.
That's very interesting. Doesn't mean that necessarily he's going to harm Israel or stab Israel. It means he may have. Well, you hear it. You hear the forward. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, it's the first hint of an incongruent reversal I found on him.
Okay. Correct.
So here's the forwards.
Thank you all very much. It's a tremendous honor. We love Israel. We will fight for Israel 100%, 1,000%. It will be there forever. Thank you. Thank you very much.
See, this is interesting because the reversal implies that he's setting Israel up, is what the reversal implies. And he says, close of value and I set ambush. See, one thing that Trump's not doing, and he's been asked to by reporters, is, you know, how would he, what some of his military plans, how would he do things? And he's saying, I'm not going to tell anyone anything because that will give a hand away. I mean, is
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but I think I heard something in there. I hear something that I want you to listen to it. I don't hear I set ambush. I hear the word said with a D on the end of it. I said ambush.
Okay, here we go. Oh, it is D, yeah. Yeah, it is D. So what's the ambush? What's he talking about?
Well, we don't know. But at least we got that clear. He's not setting an ambush. He's speaking, I said ambush. So well, I can't tell you any more than that, but I got the D anyway.
Watch for what's happening. Watch for what's happening in northern Egypt and something to do with Trump and Israel.
Yeah.
I've done shows before where I'd say I had no idea what the reversals mean, and we see them on a regular basis. Yeah, I've had a request. I've got to play just one reversal on Angelina Jolie. This is a famous reversal. This is for a new listener, Nabil in Palestine, and he wanted to hear this reversal.
Very good.
So here we go.
I grew up kind of very very aware of my own emotions.
And she says, I'm very aware.
I am very aware.
I am very aware.
I'm very aware.
Now that's a congruent reversal. That one's nice and congruent.
That's very clear.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we have to all of you in Palestine, you're not forgotten. Keep that in mind, please.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right,
okay. So let's play some more on Trump. Here he says, I am the man. Here's the forwards.
And so should the Republicans shut down the government rather than fund Planned Parenthood?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I guess they're doing it right now as we speak. Again, I'm in my office in New York, and I guess as we speak, they're going for a vote of some kind.
He says, I am the man.
I am the man.
I am the man.
A little bit staccato.
I am the man.
Yeah, it's better to say, you know, I'm the man who will fix this.
Yeah. I'll sort it out.
Yeah, and here he is talking about debates.
For 10 hours, but it's unfair to the viewers. It's too long. You know, the Democratic debate, if you look at it, that was 2 hours and it was too long. Everybody was bored at the end. They want to make this much longer than that.
And he says, I am the one and I believe it.
I was the one and I believe it.
I was the one.
I was the one and I believe it.
He believes he was the best in the debate. I was the one, and I believe it.
Yeah.
Great, great reversal of confidence. And here we have, let me see what, he talked about his policy is in Syria.
We have President Obama's backing people. They call them the rebels. They don't even know who these people are. They could be ISIS.
And he says, I would get out. I see Russia's just moved a whole bunch of missiles into Israel. Syria? Has he? Well, just near the Turkish border? What was that I saw on the news today?
Well, they brought in 10 fighter aircraft to fly cover for their bombers. And Turkey is going to pay a price for what they did. Turkey is the dirtiest nation, more blood on its hands. They are behind, supporting, giving haven to, medical assistance to ISIS fighters nonstop. And here's a real disgusting part of it. Obama was talking about how America was flying bombing interdiction, bombing raids to knock out ISIS. ISIS is running probably a billion-dollar oil industry with stolen oil, with 1,000 or more tanker trucks going back and forth, and we're supposed to believe that our satellites and intel couldn't find 1,000 tanker trucks parked in the desert in long strings. The Russians found them instantly and have been taking them out. It's all been a lie. Obama is supporting ISIS, created part of it, that's what they say, and Turkey is absolutely playing a hand in it. So if it were me, I would give the Turks 8 hours to empty Ankara or Ankara, however you want to pronounce it, and then I would level it. I would just level it. I would make an example to the world not to screw around with Russia.
Well, look, Obama's reversals has always been negative. There's always been he's going to destroy and wreck. And I mean, look, here's a classic one. He's talking about America's greatness, I think.
Let us resolve as citizens to carry on the improbable experiment that began more than 200 years ago. Not simply declaring our principles, but living them here at home. Not simply celebrating our union, but always working to perfect it.
And here he says, I wreck it.
I wreck it. I wreck it.
He's wrecking it, all right. He's doing everything he possibly can to wreck it, and he's done a hell of a lot.
Yeah, he has.
He's flying in these non-vetted, non-accounted. We don't even know how many he's brought in. There's no databasing it. That's all Trump is calling for. Let's database this.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. Here it says, here we have him again.
It's time to stand up and reach for what's possible. Because together, people who love their country can change it.
And here it says, but you blank it up.
You're smashed up.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what he's done in his 8 years he's been in office.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad stuff. And you've all heard it on his reversals. We've been listening to Obama's rubbish on your show for years and years and years, you know.
Yeah. Well, he never lets us down. He's really a degenerate, sick, Marxist, Muslim. I don't care what he tries to say. Bad.
Here he talks about clearing up the oil spill.
Tonight, I'd like to lay out for you what our battle plan is going forward.
Oh, no, this is not battle plan.
What we're doing to clean up the oil.
Oh, yeah.
What we're doing to help our neighbors in the Gulf.
He's talking about the oil, and he says, you'll fail.
You'll fail.
They failed, all right. They're still spraying Corexit on it, and all they're doing is pushing it under the water.
Oh, dear me. Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, well, I mean, we were playing his reversal for years, warning people. I told him he's a bad president. You don't want him.
And I want to thank them for their efforts.
Oh, hang on. Here's another one. Let's play this one.
Now, understand, there are a number of Republicans who have been willing to work with us to pass real common sense immigration reform. And I want to thank them for their efforts.
And he says, scared of my path, I don't want it.
Scared of my path, I don't want it.
Huh.
Scared of my path, I don't want it.
Scared of my path, I don't want it.
Scared of my path, I don't want it.
Well,
is he saying scared of my
path, my journey, my
that's
my
it. That's exactly what he's saying. Wow. Very interesting.
Compare those to Trump. I mean, yeah. Talk cheese,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Obama's a man who's afraid and is damaging and harming America.
Right.
I can't believe you guys voted him for a second term. I couldn't believe it.
Well, no. Romney won the election. Nearly 8 million votes were disappeared for that election to go the way it did.
Wow.
It was vote fraud on a massive scale.
Yeah, right.
That's the word.
Well, there you go. Okay, you all heard it here on your show first. So.
Thank you, David. That was really interesting, as always. And
yep.
Wow. Talk to you next month, the end of the year already.
Yep, no worries. I'll be here, as always. Okay.
All right, David. Good night.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Okay. There he goes. We thank you for being here, wherever you are around the world. It's not a good situation. We're doing our best to keep you informed. We will continue to do that, not telling you what to think, just asking you to engage in the process. Thank you very much for being here, and we'll talk soon. Take care.